From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. A new financial transparency tool from the City of Colorado Springs looks to offer residents updated budget information. Information includes charts, graphs, and images that the city says makes it easy to understand. The tool is available at the city's website, coloradosprings.gov. President Trump's infrastructure plan dramatically cuts the federal government's investment in road and transportation projects and instead calls upon states and corporations to shoulder most of the cost. That's according to reporting from the New York Times. That could include mortgaging public buildings or public-private partnerships, which usually means toll roads. But it's not clear how effective that approach will be in Colorado, which has already implemented many of these proposals. Amy Ford with the State Department of Transportation says only two roads are attractive to corporations due to their volume. That's I-70 and I-25, and they already have private investment. She says raising taxes for transportation is an option Colorado should consider.
You know, we have a neighbor, Utah, who has done exactly that. They've raised their gas tax twice in the last 10 years. They've also added a sales tax that's dedicated to transportation funding, and you can see the results of that on their roads and their transportation system and the mobility and the ease with which they move around.
A bipartisan measure to ask voters for a sales tax hike for transportation was defeated along party lines in this year's legislative session. This is 91.5 KRCC News.